phone.
So, Dane Brugler, up there on the artist formerly known as Twitter. Some NFL scouts, and this is from his recent column on The Athletic, and, you know, Dane, of course, local guy, and Warren, great dude, great resource for all those things. The Beast is must read if you're a draft guy. Some NFL scouts believe one or two quarterbacks are deserving of this year's first round, while others think drafting any quarterback in the first round would be a mistake. A comment from one AFC scout, man, I feel bad for the teams trying to find one in this group. Egads.
Okay.
To use a term from 1912.
Okay.
There's a comment after it where someone asked Dane, Jeff,
yes,
who would you have as a higher grade between J.J. McCarthy, Cam Ward, and Shedeur Sanders? Dane responds, J.J. McCarthy.
Yes. That, now, see, that's telling. That's telling here.
Mm-hmm. I have said it before. I will say it again, and I will say it often. I am not taking a quarterback in the first round of this draft.
Okay. I'm not saying that yet.
I'm saying it.
I'll be completely honest. I've said this before, though. I'm kind of living in the moment here. I have not looked ahead to the draft yet. I will sit down and take a look for whatever my silly vision will do for looking at a quarterback.
You've done pretty well. And I have to give you props.
And I'll take a look at these guys. My only thought is this. Just because a guy might be the best quarterback or two in a specific draft doesn't mean he's the guy you need to hitch the old wagon to. You know what I mean? Just because you have the, let's say, third pick in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
And you need a quarterback,
mm-hmm,
doesn't mean that you should draft a quarterback who in other drafts would go in the late second round.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the Browns have to be really careful. And if they don't draft a quarterback, that's fine. We're going to get heavily into it. I mean, I'm sorry. This isn't nice to say, and Andy would say, don't go behind the curtain. Browns quarterback, it's the gift that keeps on giving to Sports Talk Radio.
Very much so.
Okay, I sure wish that John Dorsey would have taken Josh Allen, and we wouldn't have any conversation about it.
I wish he would have
taken Lamar Jackson.
We probably still would have.
I wish Baker Mayfield had played the way he's playing now, when he was with the Browns, on a more consistent basis than he did, because he'd probably still be here, and they probably wouldn't have looked for Deshaun Watson, because Baker's doing a really nice job now. But at the time, I understood why they were looking to upgrade the position. All that said, just because you have a high pick doesn't mean, and you need a quarterback, doesn't mean you have to take a quarterback if you don't think that quarterback is worthy of the high pick. Like if the best quarterback in the draft, is it Shedeur Sanders? Is it Cam Ward? I don't know. Whichever one they think is the best quarterback in this draft is the 17th player on their board, run far, run fast.
Right.
Take the guy who's number three or number two. If a team ahead of you doesn't take that guy, take the best player, because this team has a lot of holes. It has a lot of spots that could use a little help. And so I would do that. And if that quarterback that you like is there in the second round, okay, go for it. And we're going to get into the quarterback in a big way.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, coming up, I think there are a lot of young guys around the league who are going to be available who might be really intriguing prospects to bring in and give to Kevin Stefanski and say, fix him. Make it work. Turn him into this year's Sam Darnold. Turn him into Geno Smith. And I think that that's possible. I really do. You know, I got to be honest. Zach Wilson was not good with the Jets. He was good enough that they thought he was worth the number two pick in the draft. Now, does that fit in exactly with what I just talked about? He was the second pick in the draft because the Jets needed a quarterback and they just took him at the second pick when they should have never done that. That's possible.
Yeah. Don't.
Or maybe, or, no, it's possible, right?
Oh, no, I wasn't disagreeing with you in that regard. I was going to just say, don't EJ Manuel yourself.
Exactly. Which is what?
Talk yourself into a quarterback exactly. that doesn't belong there.
Exactly right.
Everybody told you in that draft there wasn't a quarterback worth taking in the first round.
And the Bills did.
And the Bills talked themselves into EJ
Manuel. And it didn't work.
Right.
You know, and if you have doubts, you don't take them. Now, how did Jamarcus Russell turn into a complete bust? He did. You just got to make sure. And so if you have any doubts, you don't necessarily have to land your quarterback for the next 15 years this offseason. You could land your quarterback for the next three. That'd be okay.
Yeah.
You know, go get a quarterback who you think can play for you for 3 or 4 years. That's okay. Or for 1 year.
Yeah.
You don't have to solve this riddle. Just go get a guy who can play quarterback for you for a year.
What everyone will tell you, or at least what I've read to this point, again, I've been watching college all season. I will say that when I've tried to see all the big name quarterbacks and all the big name teams a couple different times, I've been watching in bowl season, all that kind of stuff. I've been reading along the way. Now, I am by no means a quarterback expert. I do not commit my life to watching all 22 tape. I'm just somebody who will sit there and go, oh, wow, he stuck that into a tight window. Nice throw. Okay, read that decently. Okay, that'll work. Like that's what we're dealing with here. Please do not think for the life of you that I should be the end all be all. Everybody says to give it a year with all these guys.
Yeah.
Everybody says if you're gonna take Shador, he's gonna need to sit. Well, if you're gonna take Cam Ward, he's gonna need to sit.
Not I don't necessarily agree with that. I think what Tom said was accurate, which is okay. If he comes in and it looks like he can play, then play him. That's okay. I don't mind that at all. I also don't mind letting a guy sit. In this class,
right.
It appears that these guys need a year.
Right.
That's what the general scuttlebutt is among all the scouts. That these fellas coming out are going to need a year.
But Jeff, and again, some of it's my upbringing and just general preference when it comes to this stuff. I think the method we should be working on is unless you're holding Peyton Manning, unless you're holding Andrew Luck. I don't know if I put Caleb Williams in that same conversation, but you get kind of what I'm going after. Unless I've got these guys that are just surefire, yeah, this is going to work.
They look like they're going to be starting quarterbacks exactly. in the NFL. And remember, there are only 32 of those jobs. And how many of them are really good? So we're looking at like maybe, you know, 10, 15 guys who you think are really good.
I'm sitting the vast majority of them. And it could easily be the fact that I have Ron Wolf in my head. And I have the Ron Wolf philosophy, and you could say Ted Thompson, Brian Gutekunst, whatever you want to point to. That whole idea that I'm going to bring this guy in, and I want him to sit. Because I want him to see how fast the NFL game is. I want him to learn from the guy in front of him. I want him to adapt. I want him to see things through those eyes, go through practice reps, and at least realize of what it takes to be a professional at this level. I love what Atlanta did with Michael Penix, where even as things went south with Kirk Cousins, they went, forget it. He's sitting. And it's not until the end of the year that we're bringing that guy in. I loved it. I thought that was the smartest thing that you could do with that guy, is just let him realize how fast the game is moving and what he needs to do to get better.
Jay's in Solon. Hi, Jay.
How are you, Jay?
What's going on, y'all? A couple things. I love the show, as always.
Thank you, man.
I don't think Stefanski has developed anybody. Just period on that. And y'all can say what y'all need to say on that. Two, I think we do need a quarterback. And we also always have to say quarterbacks are only good as your offensive line. So on top of having some decent receivers, and hopefully they stay, having decent tight ends, defense is okay. I think that we should get a quarterback and work on our offensive line and also downsizing our offensive line. We talked about that before. Getting some smaller guys, faster guys that match up better with these fast defensive ends. Outside of that, it's going to be tough coming to Cleveland, especially with all of this mayor stuff and the process of all this stuff going on. It's going to be a huge conversation. So it's a tough place to come to at this time.
Well, here's the thing, Jay. If as funny as it sounds, man, if you're worried about where you're playing, like, I don't know what to tell you. You know where you're playing. It's down in the lakefront until 2029. Like, that's pretty much, that's locked in stone. That's not going anywhere. That's for these guys, man, it is day to day, year to year at best. That's as far as they're looking ahead. So I would not put any worry into where the Browns are going to be playing football. They are playing at the stadium until 2029.
Do you think Stefanski is developing anyone? Do you think he developed any quarterbacks, any running backs? Do you think he developed any parts of our team as we went along? And that's all I have. Y'all have a good day.
All right, Jay. Yeah, I think he's done a nice job with some quarterbacks. Now, do we have a starting quarterback? No. Has it worked with DTR? Not yet. I don't know that it will. I thought he did a nice job with some of the other guys who are here. He put Joe Flacco in a good position. I think he put Jameis in a good position. You know, before anybody says, well, Jameis threw the interceptions. Yeah, so did Joe. But it worked with Joe because the team around him, I think, was better and they won. I think Kevin did a nice job with those guys. And if you're saying he hasn't developed anybody, so draft a quarterback, well, then why would he develop that guy?
Because you want to fire the coach and get somebody else.
Well, that's exactly right.
And that's it. Is if, and this is the weird part of where this team is right now as well, is I can tell you, goodness, what, 40% of your fan base? Maybe it's higher than that. Thinks your head coach just ain't it.
Yeah, but how many teams is that the case with? You know, my guess is that 99% of Chiefs fans like Andy Reid.
Yeah.
Okay. I can tell you all Steeler fans don't like Mike Tomlin.
That is very true.
I can tell you all Packer fans
don't like Matt LaFleur. I got the text to prove that one.
And they're pretty good.
I mean, you can say the same thing with John Harbaugh in Baltimore. You know, you're always going to disagree.
Yeah. Very few coaches are beloved by their fan base. Very few.
The part of it is he's never really been handed a quarterback and said, all right, here you go. Develop it. Make it work.
Well,
Kirk Cousins might be as close as they came. Or maybe Case Keenum. But even, you know, heck, he's never really been handed the 23-year-old.
Well, and I said this yesterday. I don't think he's had a quarterback here who was his guy. Not one. He inherited Baker. Had to make Baker work. Did a pretty solid job. Made Baker play some pretty good football. After that, I don't think he's had his guy. Deshaun, I don't think, was his guy. Jameis, probably not his guy. Joe Flacco wasn't his guy. DTR, probably not his guy. I wonder what the offseason holds at that spot. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.